Earlier this week, in the wake of the storm's destruction, the governor claimed she did not believe that Ida's remnants posed such a lethal threat. "We did not know that between 8:50 and 9:50 p.m. last night, that the heavens would literally open up and bring Niagara Falls level of water to the streets of New York," Hochul explained. "I don't want this to happen again." New Jersey saw the most loss of life with 27 deaths. 4 people remain missing, including 2 college students who had been near the Passaic River. Niti Rana, 18, and Ayush Rana, 21, were in their car when they were swept away by the roaring waters that were a product of flash flooding. Hector Lora, mayor of Passaic, stated that 12 search and rescue boats have been actively searching for students. Maryland and Connecticut have each reported 1 death, while 4 deaths have been reported out of Pennsylvania. One man, Timothy Satterley, 71, was killed by an alligator in Louisiana after the area around his house flooded. Satterley was outside when his wife heard a commotion and witnessed his arm had been torn off. His wife, who remains unidentified, attempted to save him to no avail. According to the New York Post, there have been close to 350 reports of oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, which are being investigated by the U.S. Coast Guard. President Joe Biden visited Louisiana on Friday and is expected to visit New York and New Jersey on Tuesday, only after enjoying a Labor Day weekend getaway at his private home in Delaware. The president issued emergency declarations for both New Jersey and New York earlier this week.